This is the Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News and Brief for August 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The Popular Rotorcraft Association's annual convention gets underway officially today in Mentone, Indiana, and lots of low and slow aircraft are expected. A respected veteran gyroplane pilot died when his machine went down near Cave Junction, Oregon yesterday morning. Paul Black was 85 years old. There's been a little drama aboard the International Space Station. But NASA says the crew is in no immediate danger following the failure of an ammonia pump used to cool equipment. EAA reports AirVenture 2010 ended up drawing 535,000 attendees. That's down about 7% from last year. The numbers could have been much worse, with record rainfalls flooding popular parking and camping areas. Airbus says it plans to increase the monthly production rate of its A320 family aircraft to 38 per month in August of 2011, and a 40 per month in the first quarter of 2012. Cessna announced it has teamed with Spectrum Aeromed to develop a medical transport version of the Citation Mustang. Dassault Falcon reports it's received certification from EASA to equip its flagship 7X with its proprietary enhanced flight vision system. The Air Force has announced the preferred alternatives for operational and training F-35 Joint Strike Fighter bases. Utah, Vermont, and Arizona may have reason to smile. After the last roundup of Canada geese in New York parks for euthanization, outraged animal activists launched a Facebook page on behalf of the geese, which now have 500-plus friends. And it's been 25 years since the crash of Delta Airlines Flight 191 at Dallas-Fort Worth, an accident considered a watershed in the fight against wind shear. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with John Nielsen of Flight Resource about MT propellers and how they're made. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.